For today's High Peak Viewpoint, I'm talking to Jeff Kent about an amazing, rare natural phenomenon that's going to be happening in the High Peak. Jeff, this sounds amazing. Tell me more about it. I've never heard of a double sunset.
Yeah, as you say, it is a rare phenomenon, and it used to be thought to be unique in Leek itself, in Staffordshire. But actually, the double sunset that I think we're referring most to here, the one at Crome Hill, the locals call it Croom, actually, Crome Hill, which is visible from Glutton Bridge, just in Derbyshire, over the border from Longna. That event, being a very modest person, I discovered it myself, you see, so it's always nice to have the credit. But what actually happens is, it's a beautiful hill, absolutely fantastic, my favourite in England, and the sun from a fixed spot sets on the top of the hill. It entirely disappears, and the whole of the sun reappears from the steep northern scarp slope, assuming it's a clear night, of course. And over the years, I've been taking people since 2001, and we've had a lot of success.
I mean, it sounds like a phenomenon that's up there with seeing a solar eclipse.
It's fantastic. You know, it's a lot better than sitting watching the telly, and it's a beautiful spot, Glutton Bridge is. I mean, you know, on a good night, we can get 100 or more people out, and there's a great atmosphere. It's, you know, really lovely, and it's a special event.
Crome Hill is an absolutely stunning spot, isn't it? I mean, to me, it always looks like a sleeping dinosaur, I imagine it as. What is it about the hill in particular? What are its properties that allows this to happen?
Well, what you need for a double sunset as opposed to a double sunrise, which is an entirely different phenomenon, and I'm never up early enough to investigate that, but a double sunset, really you need a hill that runs from south to north, and it needs either a flat top or a shallow slope heading down to the south. And then it needs to cut off sharply and have a steep northern slope long enough, because that's critical to enable the sun actually to come out. The other event that I do on the same night, which is from Leek, looking at the hill, the cloud, which is often called Bosley Cloud, you don't get a whole reappearance from there, because the hill doesn't have a sharp enough scarp slope to allow the whole of the sun to reappear. You can get up to about 75% at that event.
I mean, it's amazing. So we're actually going to get a double sunset.
Indeed. I mean, people can join me for both. And, you know, a fair amount of the time over the years we've had success at both. And there is time to actually get from Glutton Bridge down to Leek. Because what's actually happening is the first double sunset, the Crome Hill one, we're much closer to the hill than we are at Leek. Therefore, obviously, the sunset is earlier.
And if people are interested in coming along, is it just turn up on the night?
Yeah, they just turn up. I mean, for the first event, the one at Glutton Bridge, it's on the B5053. Which is easily accessible from Buxton or coming up the other way from Longna. And we meet at the phone box there. It's pretty straightforward, because it's a tiny place, Glutton Bridge. You can't miss the phone box. I've got an arrangement there with a garage that enables people to park for free. The second one, people need to meet me at Low Hill. That's L-O-W-E, Low Hill, which is on the outskirts of Leek. It's just off the A523, and the meeting time there is at 9:15, but parking's very constricted there, so it'd be better to park on Mount Road.
Brilliant. And do you need any protection like you do with an eclipse?
Yes. I mean, this is absolutely critical. Safety, of course, is absolutely paramount, and I mean, I'll give advice on the night, but it goes without saying that, you know, I can't advise people to look directly at the sun, no matter how dim it is. That's could be potentially a very serious mistake. So what people need ideally is approved solar filters of the type that we looked at the eclipse at. Even sunglasses are better than nothing, but again, I can't recommend people with sunglasses looking directly at the sun. I'll have some filters on the night, but not many, so if people bring their own, that's all the better, but as I say, I'll give safety instructions at the time.